The IU Department of Theater and Drama and Contemporary Dance's production of Shakespeare's The Tempest is thoughtfully shaped, skillfully produced, with some creative surprises and fine performances. The play begins on the stage of the Ruth N. Halls Theater with flashes of lightning, crashes of thunder, and howling of winds. A ship's crew and passengers move from side to side, imitating a boat in heavy seas. There's a lot of shouting, and most of the lines are lost, but the drama of the struggle is intact. The play is set on an island ruled by the magician Prospero, the deposed Duke of Milan. Prospero has used his magic to create that play's tempest. The storm brings his usurping brother Antonio, the usurper's partner, Alonso, the king of Naples, and the king's son Ferdinand to the island. In the next scene, peace has returned. The magician reassures his daughter Miranda that all was an illusion. The ship is safely moored, the crew asleep, and the passengers are dispersed on the island. Then Prospero tells his daughter of his brother Antonio's treachery, their kidnapping and miraculous arrival on the island some 12 years ago. Matthew Murray's fine performance presents Prospero as intelligent, thoughtful, and dramatically capable of a variety of emotions. Aaron Logan's Miranda is a fetchingly played wide-eyed innocent. After a brief nap for Miranda, Prospero introduces her to Ferdinand, Devon May, as he plans the two are smitten with one another. Just to stretch things out a bit, the magician at first seems to object a bit. One of the creative surprises of IU's The Tempest is the presentation of Prospero's indentured airy spirit Ariel. Three wonderfully athletic and expressive women share the role. Movement artist Pauline Makowska has coached the three on their very active use of aerial silks. Their graceful moves take them up and down and around the whole set. Great care has been taken with their dialogue as well. Individual speeches may be solo efforts, split among them, or shared in chorus. Sound designer Tony Story keeps all the words clear. The three are Athena Kopoulos, Emily Roseman, and Courtney Relia-Spivak. They also appear through Ruben Lucas's projections gracing the play's wedding mask as Ceres, Iris, and Juno. A second set of pleasures of IU's Tempest are King Alonso's jester Trinculo and his tipsy butler Stefano. Tara Chusano as the jester was a Wednesday night favorite as she sat on the edge of the stage and talked to the audience. Abby Lee as the butler tipped her derby toward Laurel and Hardy as part of her comedy. Throughout, the unrecognizable but dramatic Ashley Dillard held forth as the rough, scheming, and much maligned original owner of the island, Caliban. Of the other actors in the cast of The Tempest, I enjoyed Nicholas Jenkins as Antonio, Prospero's murderous, usurping brother, and the much more sympathetic Reed Francis Henry as the loyal Gonzalo. Throughout the performance of The Tempest at IU, Kevin Nelson's open set and backdrop worked nicely for the action, and lit by Matthew Wofford complemented the silks. Courtney Foxworthy's costumes, from the comical to the graceful, nicely fit and separated the characters. Throughout the evening, the play moved quickly, though I did think that the wrapping up of the drama seemed a bit extended and could be streamlined. Director Henry Warrenitz has done a masterful job in molding a dramatic, entertaining, and often amusing production with the many resources of the IU Theater. Final performances of IU's well-worth-seeing production of Shakespeare's The Tempest continue with evening shows Thursday and Friday, and then a matinee and an evening performance on Saturday. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.